Nearly 2 weeks after Khalil Shakir turned up missing from Buffalo's practice reports, the injury still has no name. He was absent from Tuesday's practice back on August 18th, per ESPN's Elena Getzenberg, still out for that Thursday's joint practice in Berea, per John Green at Bills on SI, and head coach Joe Brady would confirm only that the absences were injury-related. No accessible report in the week since has attached a body part, a severity, or a timeline, and none has shown him returning to practice. And that phrasing is deliberate, because several of the Beat's usual outlets could not be reached this week. So what we can say is that no accessible reporting exists, not that no reporting does. What the week did supply is a roster fact, and it is the strongest available signal. Shakir is on the initial 53, listed as a starter, per Ross Johnston at A to Z Sports. Buffalo made three reserve moves the same day. Tyrell Shavers to the reserve physically unable to perform list, Zane Durant to injured reserve, Fedarian Mathis to the reserve suspended list, per the team's official transactions, and Shakir is on none of them. That is not medical clearance, and we will not pretend it is, but a team that moved three other players onto reserve lists that afternoon left him on the active roster. The room he returns to, whenever he returns, is thin. Five receivers, with Keon Coleman also unreported at practice since a sprained right foot put him in a walking boot in mid-August, per NFL Network's Cameron Wolf, and every productive depth wideout: Trent Sherfield, Dante Pettis, Mecole Hardman, Jamori Macklin, released, per the transactions, and per Bills on SI's cut coverage. Rookie Skylar Bell, who led the Bills in the finale with 7 catches for 49 yards and a touchdown, per Alec White on the team site, is now the healthy depth behind the starters. For anyone meeting this fresh, the June case for Shakir was that his target share, about a fifth of Buffalo's throws whenever he played, with a catch rate north of 75% for three straight seasons, is the stickiest material a receiver profile is built from, and the only question was how much attention DJ Moore pulls away. Last week's episode said the unexplained absence didn't move that argument. It just stopped the clock on the evidence. The clock is still stopped. Last week, we also said the timing of an answer would itself be information, and the answer never came before cut day, which is now part of the file. We'll keep watching as the opener in Houston approaches. Data via NFLverse.